their speed limits are coming down on local roads, L roads, from today, from 80 kilometres an hour to 60. It's the first part of a government plan to reduce speed limits and make roads safer. Our regional reporter Theresa Mannion has been speaking to some road users about the limits in Inspidgail in County Galway.
Yeah, but look, it has to be reduced, doesn't it? To save lives, and that's really it. But some of the roads, maybe they should be left at 80. I don't know, really, to be honest with you. The roads I travel, they're going down to 60, so nothing really we can do about it, is there? Very little we can do about it. They're going to change them all, eventually.
I'm not in favour, I'll be honest. I find that, you know, I think that my experience with speed limits is there's a lot of hopping back and forth. You could be 80 one second, 60 the other. And I think I would prefer them just to be left as they were and just like trust us as drivers to take care of the roads.
And can we be trusted as drivers?
In the main, I think we can. Yes. That's my answer to that. I genuinely think we can be trusted. And then put the speed cameras in the places where they're needed. And then I think that will then encourage us to, you know, abide by the rules. But I think other than that, just trust us. You know, we don't need them to be reduced again.
If everyone reduced to 60, everyone will have to, our journeys will be that much slower.
I definitely agree with it. I think there's a hell of a lot more traffic on the roads nowadays, especially the smaller roads. There's only space for one car. I have young kids myself, and it is a worry because you're trying to give them independence on the bike and letting them off up the road. So I think it is good that the speed is reduced. Not everyone will stick to it, but it's definitely something we need to push for because there's way more traffic on the roads.
That's people on a very busy road in Inspidgail in County Galway speaking to our regional reporter Theresa Mannion. For more, our reporter Joe Caulfield is with us. Tell us more about the changes coming in today, Joe.
Yes, good morning, Gavin. So from today, the speed limit on rural local roads will change from 80 kilometres per hour to 60 kilometres per hour. So these are known as L roads, and they mainly serve traffic to local farms, homes, small rural communities. So to give you an idea of what we're talking about here, they're not national roads, secondary roads, or even rural roads. They're local rural roads. So if you're driving in rural Ireland, generally you're on a national road or a secondary road, and you take a turn off to what we would call, or, you know, commonly called a back road. So you're going down to someone's house, to someone's farm, or you're connecting to another secondary or national road. That's primarily what we're talking about. So they're those kind of narrow roads. But importantly, the signage will tell you when you're entering these roads.
So is the signage changing, Joe?
So yes and no. So some of these roads are designated with a speed limit currently of 80 kilometres per hour. In those cases, the local authorities have been given funds to change those signs to 60 kilometres per hour. So once you see that sign, that's what you abide by. However, many of the roads are designated with what's called a rural speed limit sign. Now, to give you an idea of your mind what you're looking for here, it's a rectangular sign with a black circle and five diagonal black lines running through it. So that designates or informs you that you're now entering a local rural road. This is really important because those signs are not changing, but the meaning of those signs is changing. So from now on, when you see that sign, that rectangular sign, black circle, five black lines running through it, that means that that road you're entering now has a speed limit of 60 kilometres. People really need to know that.
So how is the speed limit going to be enforced?
In the same way that every other speed limit is enforced effectively. So the Gardaí will be out in the normal way. There'll be checkpoints, there'll be speed cameras, there'll be speed vans. It's coming into force today, so they'll be applying the speed limit and they'll be enforcing the law as they would any other law.
So why the changes and why now?
So as part of the government's road safety strategy, which is focused on reducing deaths and serious injuries by 50% by 2030, it's the first of three phases with more changes due to be implemented later in the year. This is the only one coming into effect today. There will be a change to speed limits on local roads in urban areas later in the year, and that'll be reducing speed limits to 30 kilometres, mainly in built-up areas such as housing estates, town centres, and the national secondary roads will also see changes happening, with a recommended speed limit reduction from 100 to 80 kilometres later in the year, but that has to be confirmed.
Joe, thank you. That's our reporter, Joe Caulfield.